Many people in North Carolina are not treated by doctors who look like them. That's especially true in rural areas. A training program at UNC Chapel Hill's medical school has been working to close that gap for more than 40 years by creating a pipeline of minority doctors and dentists. Liz Schlemmer shares the personal stories of some of the students who are hoping to be the next wave of medical providers in the state.
So we have a female.
Jasmine Walker unzips a blue body bag. A gaggle of students in scrubs and surgical masks surround her. Teams of five crowd around other cadavers around the room, about to begin their first dissection of a human body.
So we're going to cut across the shoulders and then cut right down the middle. And then
make. But these are not medical students. Not yet, anyway. Some of the people in this room have bachelor's degrees. Some are close. Some are non-traditional students. They're all part of UNC's Medical Education Development Program, or MED. It's a 9-week boot camp to help prospective students get ready to apply for medical or dental school. The competitive program brings 80 people to UNC's campus each summer to take classes on full scholarship. Some, like Walker, had a long journey to get here.
So I've taken 5 years off where I have not been in school or taken any science classes. And in that time, I've worked for a pharmaceutical company and I've taught high school biology.
Her lab mate, Gloribel Venegas, also took a few steps to get here. First, she got a degree and became a nursing assistant. Lately, she's been taking more classes and working at a rural medical center in Benson as a medical assistant and Spanish interpreter.
Those type of interpreters are very limited in a rural area. So that's part of the reason why I'm staying in the clinic that I am, because I know that I'm an asset.
Her clinic's clientele includes many Latino farm workers, like her dad was when he first came to North Carolina from El Salvador.
It always touches me when I see a patient who's a farm worker, because I know the importance of what they're doing, and I also understand the struggles that they're going through. Maybe not fully, but I have an idea.
And that is the idea, that this program will help train future doctors and dentists who understand their patients better. Like Jacob Locklear, who wants to go back to Pembroke and be a dentist.
I've been a plumbing assistant, I've done electrical work, I've done tile, hardwood floor, and I've helped frame houses. I work with my hands, that's what I got to do. And what kind of profession can you be a doctor and work with your hands? A dentist. But I mean, there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of access to care. And we do have some dentists, but who can afford it? It's like, I gotta feed my kids. I can't take care of my teeth and feed my kids.
Each of the students in this program has been chosen because in one way or another, they came from a disadvantaged background. And that brings this otherwise very diverse group of students together to learn from each other.
It's really good being in the atmosphere with all the people wanting to succeed too, because like where I'm from, nobody goes to college. It's like, that's just how it is. Everybody goes to work. You get out of high school, you go to work, you get out your mom and daddy's house, and you do your own thing. When you come here, it's like all these other people, they're not like me, but they are like me.
For these students, the MED program could be a big break, a valuable opportunity to get a taste of medical or dental school and boost their chances of getting in. More than 90% of students who go through the program and apply to professional school get accepted.
Like, I always feel like if I make it there, if I get there. But now it's like when. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen now.
The MED program is made for students like them who've had some struggles, like Gloribel Venegas, who took on a lot of responsibilities as a teenager, interpreting for her parents, starting college courses early, and working well in school. She says her grades weren't always great, but they've been on a steady rise.
For a long time in undergrad, I kept comparing myself to others, but then I had to realize, you know, not everybody has the same situation as me. So when I finally came here and just got to be a student, and I really saw like what I could do just doing that, that really like boosted my confidence up.
Many of the MED students are from rural areas or small towns, like Jasmine Walker, who's from Bun Level, North Carolina.
Bun Level, so bun like a hot dog bun, and then level, and it's one word.
In case you missed it on a map, it's a tiny unincorporated community near Fort Bragg. She says it's about two streets long and only has a gas station.
We have to travel about 30 to 35 minutes to get to an urgent care. And a lot of the times whenever we go there, you know, we don't see our race in those positions. So there's a lot of mistrust, like with the Black community.
The aspiring doctors and dentists in this room don't have the same background nor look like the vast majority of doctors working today. But they do look like a lot of the patients they one day hope to serve. Here's Gloribel Venegas.
Every time I see a Hispanic patient, they actually light up. And they're like, hey, how are you? You know, like, they're like, oh, I know Gloribel is there. So I don't have to leave the clinic not fully knowing what just happened.
She says the questions start pouring out, and patients are more honest with her. That doctor-patient communication is important for healthcare. Some studies show patients who are served by a doctor of their same race have better health outcomes. For more than 40 years, this program has built a pipeline of minority doctors and dentists who now serve underserved populations across the state. Erin Frere is a researcher at UNC's Shepp Center for Health Services Research. She evaluated the program.
I crunch data for a living. I crunch data all the time, and I look at results. This was one of those times when I looked at the results and was pretty stunned. So clearly, this program is making a big impact in diversifying the physician workforce.
In fact, more than 12% of all Black doctors practicing in North Carolina went through the MED program. And MED alumni also tend to go to underserved parts of the state. Here's Dr. Cedric Bright, the program's director.
Many of our African Americans want to go back into their own community. Many of our Latinos want to go back into their own community. Happenstance is that many of those communities are rural or economically disadvantaged, or as we call health professional shortage areas.
He says it happens organically.
It's not a stated goal, but it's what happens.
But first, the MED program helps students get to the next step. It brings them to Chapel Hill for an intense summer of work and blasts them with information and tough classes that recreate the rigor of professional school. Here's Jasmine Walker again.
There is no, let's ease their way into it. It's like, all right, here are 5 classes on the first day, let's go.
The program also gives students lots of resources, test-taking workshops, help with their applications, and role models, former MED participants and current medical students who've been in the same place as they are now. Here's Gloria Belvenegas on her favorite MED teaching assistant.
Martina is my mentor. We're first-generation Americans and first-generation college students. We talked a lot about how hard it is to have that pressure on you as an immigrant child, you know, to make sure that everything your parents did, you know, gets repaid in some kind of way.
Her goal is to show her gratitude by continuing to work with Latino patients in a rural area.
I think that's where I belong, and I also think that's where I could be the most useful.
Meanwhile, Jasmine Walker has her sights set on her hometown of Bun Level.
I'm hopefully open to practice. I already have it named out. It's going to be Walker Urgent Care, so look out for me in the next 10 years or so.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.